Welcome to Torah Timeach Hanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Hindi Mendelowitz. Today we are learning together Shmuel Bet Perek Vav. That's chapter 6. We begin with Pasuk Aleph, Vayosef Od David, Eskor Bechor Yisrael Shloshim Aleph. Now that Yerushalayim has been conquered, there is the next objective for David HaMelech, and that is to restore the Aron Brit Hashem, which, if we recall from Sefer Shmuel Aleph, had been captured by the Plishtim, to restore it back to its rightful place now for the first time in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. For this purpose, David assembles 30,000 of the choicest young men in Israel. Pasuk Bet, Vayakam Vayelech David V'chal Ha'am Asher Ito Miba'alei Yehuda La'alos Misham Es Aron Ha'elokim Asher Nikra Shem Shem Hashem Tzvakos Yoshev HaKuvim Alav. David arises with all of these tens of thousands of young men chosen for this tremendous task, and they go together from where the Aron has been situated since it was returned by the Plishtim, from the city called Kiryat Yarim. And they're going to bring from there the Aron, which still has the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu called upon it. As the Radak points out, that name is highlighted here, whereas it is not highlighted in other places, to indicate that the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was sanctified during the time that the Aron was in the fields of the Plishtim. Shem Hashem never left the Aron in all that time. Pasuk Gimel will begin the description of the tremendous care taken to honor the Aron as it would be transported from its temporary resting spot in Kiryat Yarim to what would hopefully be its permanent place in the city of Yerushalayim. As we'll see together, unfortunately, there were a number of very fatal mistakes that took place. Pasuk Gimel, Va'yakivu es Aron ha'elokim el agala chadasha. A brand new wagon was outfitted just for the purpose of transporting the Aron. But here's mistake number one. As Lashi points out, even a young child knew that the Aron could not be carried in a wagon, but rather it had to be carried al katef, on the shoulders, not of any person, but only of one selected from the Shevet Levi, from the tribe of Levi. Rashi points out that though this was simple knowledge, even children were aware of this, David was tripped up and made the mistake of missing this piece. As an onish for his having said earlier, Zmiros hayuli chukecha beveis migurei. David speaking of how pleasant the chukim, the laws of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, were. In his travails, they were like song. But calling the chukim song was considered a disrespect for the sanctity of the Torah. And as such, David was punished in some way by forgetting this very simple halacha, which, as we'll see, would lead to tragic consequences. On this brand new wagon, the Aron is carried from the home of Avinadav, Asher b'Giv'ah, and the brother of Avinadab, a man named Uzzah, who were leading this new wagon. Pasuk Dalid, Vayisa'uhu mibeis Avinadab asher b'Giv'ah im Aron ha'elokim ve'achyo holech lifnei ha'aron. Pasuk Dalid, the cattle who were drawing this wagon carried it with the Aron in the wagon, and Uzzah was going ahead of the Aron. Pasuk Hey, with tremendous love, with tremendous joy, V'David v'chal beis Yisrael misachakim lifnei Hashem. And David and all of Klal Yisrael were dancing and rejoicing before the Aron of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Imagine the exultation as the Aron, which was so brutally captured by the Plishtim, is being brought not just back home, but to the city that has just become home, the city newly inaugurated, which is Yerushalayim. B'chol atzei broshem uv'chinoros uv'invalim uv'supim anim uvitzeltzelim, with all manner of musical instruments. Vayavo ad Goren Nachon, they arrived at the place called Goren Nachon. Vayishlach Uza el Aron ha'elokim, vayochez bo kishamtu habakal. At this point, as they approached this place of Goren Nachon, the bakal, the cattle who were pulling the wagon, moved. According to the Radak, they didn't just move in an unexpected way, but rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused their very limbs to disintegrate from the Kedusha of the Aron. and as such, it seems the Aron itself shook or wavered or perhaps appeared to be endangered. Uzzah stretched out to hold it steady. But that was incorrect. Mistakes number two and number three. Mistake number two is that no person outside of Shevet Levi ever was allowed to lay a finger upon the Aron. Uzzah was not from Shevet Levi. Mistake number three, which is what Uzzah should have known. Whatever the love he felt or the joy at carrying the Aron, there's a certain reverence that must have been felt. And he should have drawn a certain kal vachomer that should have been clear to him, which was, if when Klal Yisrael crossed the Yarden in the days of Yoshua, the Aron was nose et nosav, the Aron carried the Kohanim who were meant to carry it, it should have been ridiculous to Uzzah to think that the Aron could fall and that a human could prop it up. This reaching out to steady or support the Aron was a lack of emuna on Uzzah's part. And as such, in Pasuk Zayin, Vayichar af Hashem be'Uzzah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at Uzzah, Vayakehu Shem Elokim al Hashal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu struck him for this mistake, and this joyous procession was halted with the death of Uzzah. Pasuk Chet, Vayichar le David, David became angry. The Malbim points out here the precision, not Vayichar af, which would indicate one becoming enraged or angry at another, but rather, Vayichar le David, David was angry at himself, that the mistakes in his judgment had allowed this tragedy to happen. Al asher paratz Hashem, on the rift that occurred from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Peretz be'Uzzah, Vayikra lamakom ahu Peretz Uzzah ad hayom hazeh. And in contrast to leaders who would try to cover up any disaster or anything that would seem embarrassing to their planning, David called this place publicly Peretz Uzzah, the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wrath broke out upon Uzzah, as a remembrance and a reminder of the mistake that took place in the hope it would never take place again. Pasuk Tet and Yud, Vayira David es Hashem bayom ahu. David feared Hashem on that day. Vayomer ich yavo elai Aron Hashem, and said, how can I possibly bring the Aron Hashem towards me if these mistakes made people vulnerable to die? Velo ava David lasir elav es Aron Hashem al ir David, and David no longer wanted to bring the Aron to his city. Vayateo David beis Oved Edom Hagiti, and instead he placed the Aron in the home of a Levi named Oved Edom Hagiti. These words are somewhat puzzling. Firstly, was David not a person who feared HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the time we were introduced to him at the very start of his life? Secondly, what does this mean? He's afraid that handling the Aron can lead to a death, so he doesn't want to bring it to his place, but instead he places it with someone else who will perhaps die? How do we fit this in? The Malbim explains very beautifully. He points out that previously, as David danced before the Aron, he was embracing the Aron with a tremendous simcha, with a tremendous ahava. With the tragedy of Uzzah's death, David, so to speak, downgraded from serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu with ahava, with love, and replaced that with an approach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu of yir'ah, of fear. Fear is a necessary building block in the relationship of a Jew with his Creator. But the higher level is that of ahava. David here stepped back. He recoiled from the simcha and the ahava, and it seemed to him that he had to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu here from yir'ah, from fear of overstepping his boundaries. And so he brought the Aron to a Levi, to a person who was equipped, who was worthy, who was of the stature that he could care for the Aron. But David here was chastened somewhat. And again, as we said, retreated from Ahava to Yir'ah. Continues the Malbim to explain, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayeshev Aron Hashem beis Oved Edom Hagiti shlosha chadashim. The Aron remained in the home of this Levi for 3 months. And in those 3 months, Vayevarech Hashem es Oved Edom ve'es kal beiso. HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed the home of this Oved Edom and his entire household, as Rashi points out, quoting Chazal, miraculously, his wife and his 8 daughters-in-law each gave birth to 6 babies in one birth. You do the math. That's an enormous bracha, out of the norm, clearly the overflow, the shefa, of their being blessed and graced by the presence of the Aaron in their home. Pasuk Yud Bet. Vayugad lemelech David lemor. It was told to David, Berach Hashem es beis Oved Edom ve'es kol asher lo, ba'avor Aaron ha'elokim. The home of Oved and all those who are part of his household has been blessed, not, as the Malbim points out, biglal ha'aron, because of something that happened before, but rather, ba'avor Aaron ha'elokim. Ba'avor does not talk about a reason which precedes, but ba'avor speaks of the future. For the sake of, to honor the Aaron, this is the bracha that blossomed. Vayelech David. David understands now that actually the ahava and the simcha are in place in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as long as they are firmly built upon a foundation of yirah, upon a foundation of the correct borders and boundaries and limits. And as such, understanding the correct proportions now of the yirah, which will lead to the flowering of the ahava and of the simcha, Vayelech David, Vayal es Aaron Elokim, beis Oved Edom, il David, besimcha. David now feels that the balance has been correctly applied. The lessons of the missteps of Uzzah have been processed. And now David can build upon that his tremendous joy and love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the overflow layered upon a firm basis of healthy boundaries. Pasuk Yud Gimel. And again, here we have the very, very joyous return again of the Aaron to Yerushalayim. Vayehi, ki tza'adu nos'ei Aaron Hashem shisha tza'adim vayizbach shor umri. Every 6 steps that was taken in the second procession of the Aaron towards Yerushalayim would be sacrificed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu offerings of fattened calves and oxen. David michalker b'chal oz. David is dancing with all of his strength lifnei Hashem. David chagor efod bad and is wearing a ceremonial beautiful apron for this event. David v'chal beis Yisrael ma'alim es Aaron Hashem b'sru'a u'v'kol shofar. David and the entire Klal Yisrael are elevating the Aaron Hashem towards Yerushalayim with great blasts on the shofar. V'aya Aaron Hashem ba'il David. As Aaron Hashem is approaching the city of David, u'michal bas Shaul, Michal, daughter of Shaul, newly restored wife of David, nishkefa be'ad hachalon, is looking out the window. V'tera es ha'melech David mefazez u'michalker lifnei Hashem. She sees her husband David the king dancing with tremendous abandon before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, vativez lo biliba, and she scorns him. She's ashamed at his behavior. Vayaviu es Aaron Hashem, they bring the Aaron Hashem, vayatzigu oso bimkomo, and establish it in its place, v'socha ohel, asher natalo David, within the tent that David erected for it. And let's remind ourselves, the Mishkan at this point is not yet in Yerushalayim. The Mishkan is in Giv'on. But David has brought the Aaron to Yerushalayim, and because the Mishkan is not there, he erected a tent to shelter the Aaron in Yerushalayim. Vaya'al David olos lefnei Hashem ushlamim, and David offered many sacrifices before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayechal David meha'alos ha'ola v'hashlamim, vayevarech es ha'am b'shem Hashem tzvakot. David here finishes the offerings to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and blesses the nation on this very, very joyous day in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pasuk Yud Tet, verse 19. Vayechalek lechal ha'am, lechal ha'mon Yisrael, lemeish v'ad isha, leish chalas lechem achas, ve'eshpar echad, v'ashisha echas, vayelech kal ha'am ish leveiso. In the overflow of the joy of this moment, David not only blesses the nation, but distributes gifts to each of them as well. Vayashav David levarech es beiso, David returns to his own home to bless his own family. Vatetze Michal bas Shaul likras David, vatomer. And Michal goes out towards David and says, Manichbad Hayom Melech Yisrael. How honored is the King of Yisrael? And we can imagine this with some perhaps sarcasm. Asher negla hayom le'enei amhos avadav, ki higalos niglos achad harekim. It is not fitting of the King of Klal Yisrael to expose himself, to demean himself in the way you did, as if you are one of the empty people before your very own servants. In other words, Michal sees the dancing of David before the Aron as a diminishment of the kavod and the standard to which he should hold himself as the King of Klal Yisrael. Pasuk Chaf Aleph, David himself disagrees. Vayomer David el Michal. David here defines to Michal what the true meaning of kavod is. Lifnei Hashem. Kavod is not the trappings of any position of honor. Kavod is not what we wear or how we ride. The ultimate true kavod is HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And we as his servants possess or reflect or attract kavod only in so far as we serve him. Asher bachar bi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose me me'avich u'mikal beiso. Shaul had a very refined sensitivity to kavod and felt it very essential to maintain the kavod of the position of king. But on the other hand, as the Malbim explains, Shaul, because he took his kavod so seriously, became vulnerable to the requests and to the demands of Klal Yisrael and were beholden and felt himself beholden to them. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not choose that derech, says David. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose me. Litzavos osi nagid al am Hashem. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose me and my approach, that means I am fully his servant. And that means that I answer only to him. I do not answer to the nation, I answer to God. And as such, my greatest kavod is in so far as I even diminish myself, lichvod Hashem. Continues David in Pasuk Chaf Bet, Unikalosi od mizos, I would lower myself even more for this. V'hayisi shafal be'enai. This is almost a tefillah, a prayer of David, to have the real, true picture of my worth. I am nothing next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ima amahos asher amalt imam ikaveda. And if you are worried that I demeaned myself or my position before the maidservants of Klal Yisrael, that is not the case, says David. Because with this approach, where my own personal honor means nothing, insofar as I derive my honor from my closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, insofar as I dance and sing in the glory of his kavod, I actually become more honored from those around me. Pasuk Chaf Gimel. The result of Michal approaching David with this seeming scorn or disdain was, Ulimichal bas Shaul lo haya la yeled ad yom Mosa. From that day forward, as Rashi explains, quoting Sanhedrin Chaf Aleph, Michal did not have any more children until the end of her life. Sefer Shmuel Bet is sponsored by Hilton and Leah Lightman, Leila Nishmo to their parents, Shmuel ben David, Chana bat Yaakov Chaim, Kolonimus ben Chaim, and Saratema bat Menachem Mendel.